Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Milwaukee. Police chief of Milwaukee is probably the top policing job in the state. Police chief of Milwaukee. We had a police chief named Alfonso Morales. Police and Fire Commission decided they didn't want him as police chief anymore. They terminated him and they put in someone else. And all hell broke loose. And I want to parse that. There's something wrong here. The fact of the matter is that in the litigation that came afterwards, the city attorney, Tierman Spencer, just flat out admitted that Alfonso Morales had been denied due process. You don't do that. You're the city attorney. You don't go in and say, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay, we lose. He's supposed to defend the Police and Fire Commission, not just flat out say that he was denied due process. There are mixed issues of law and fact. He's supposed to be an advocate. So then the judge, and it was a good judge, but judge goes, well, I mean, you're conceding it. So he ordered them to restore him. He didn't order him to put him back in as police chief. He just said, restore him. What that means is you got to restore his pay with back pay, restore his rank for purposes of pension, you know, benefits, the whole bit. But the idea of who should be the police chief in Milwaukee is a policy decision. That's subject to discretion of the Police and Fire Commission. And now Alfonso Morales is going, well, I want to be restored as police chief. Well, they don't want him as police chief. So, okay, a judge says restore him, meaning wages, rank, whatever impact that has on pension, okay? But you don't just say, okay, a discretionary position like that that requires somebody to draft policies on use of force, things of that nature, that's subject to discretion of the Police and Fire Commission, who are appointed by the mayor. That's not just a guy, because we have a city attorney that said he was denied due process and didn't even fight it. Now, the very, very sad thing about all of this is, up until a few years ago, we had one of the top police chiefs in the country, Ed Flynn. He's no relation to me, not Ed Flynn, but he was one of the best in the country. When Milwaukee was looking for a police chief last time, a national group, national research group with a great deal of experience in this said there's about five police chiefs in the country who are the best. And they could be police chief in LA, Chicago. They could be police chief in New York or Atlanta. And if you can get them in Milwaukee, you're lucky. And they went and they put a lot of pressure on. They got Ed Flynn. Ed Flynn was terrific. He was a terrific police chief. And he got reappointed. He had the support of the mayor. But what happened was the common council in this town is persnickety. They're persnickety. They felt that Ed Flynn did not show them respect. Okay, how did Ed Flynn not show him respect? Ed Flynn didn't show him respect because they issued an order, or at least a preference, that the police resume high-speed chases on the residential streets of Milwaukee. Now, next time you come to Milwaukee, think of a police car chasing a guy at 100 miles an hour down a residential street. And what do you think is going to happen? Pedestrians are going to get killed. The driver is going to crash and kill someone. Police officers are going to get killed. But what happened was some constituents would say, well, our car was stolen, and they get away with it. And Ed Flynn has told them they can only pursue up to a certain mile per hour. And then what they do is they get the license plate number of the stolen car. They radio ahead to stop him with the things they can put in the street and so forth, and then pursue him through detective methods. And there were few, if any, killings of bystanders or traffic accidents. What's happening now, there have been a number of deaths where some guy is going, you know, 80 miles an hour down Capitol Drive through an intersection without stopping. Some poor guy, this has happened a number of times, a woman with her kids in the car gets broadsided, gets killed. The guy goes off and hits a pole, hits somebody else. police officers that I've talked to have told me that what happens is it's usually younger officers that are full of moxie that are more inclined to do this than older officers. There is a rule of law. It was common law, which means non-statutory law, but it has spread throughout the country and by statute in some cases and rules, that you only can use deadly force to when you're pursuing a felon who has himself used deadly force. What do I mean by that? If a guy's shoplifting and driving away, you can't shoot at him, because that was not a felony, shoplifting, and shooting is deadly force. It also means in the old days there were moonshiners back during Prohibition in West Virginia, and they go driving down a highway, guys would shoot at them, even though moonshining technically a felony, but it did involve violence. So this has gradually evolved. Let me tell you something. A car going 100 miles an hour down Capitol Drive in Milwaukee through 76 and Capitol is deadly force. You might as well shoot a bullet through that intersection. You are going to cream somebody. That's deadly force. And they're going after not felons, but people where they think the car was stolen, but they don't know. Or in some cases, for things that were misdemeanors. They pull a guy over for having expired plates, and he drives away, and they chase him at high speeds. Ed Flynn said, look, Ed Flynn is ABD in criminal science. He went on for his PhD. He was the head of law enforcement in the state of Massachusetts. He said, look, the modern thinking on this is you're going to kill innocent civilians and kids. And that's what happens if you chase people down the streets of Milwaukee at 100 miles an hour. It has to be worth it. If there's a kidnapped victim in the car that's about to be killed, yeah, I get it. But somebody with expired plates, somebody who's shoplifting, or somebody, okay, there's a stolen car. Yes, that's a felony. It's usually prosecuted as driving without consent, but it's not worth killing people. It's not worth killing people. A lot of this happens in the inner city. So the common council said, we want you to do it anyway, but they have no authority under the law. It's the police and fire commission appointed by the mayor. And Ed Flynn said, well, thank you. I'll certainly take that in mind. He was respectful. But he said, that's not a lawful order coming from the police and fire commission. And then they all started rumbling. They needed this and they needed that. He wasn't coming correct with some respect. He did not come correct with some respect. This is one of the best police chiefs in the country. Finally, he got squeezed out. He goes, you know, I don't want to be a police chief in a city where these people are against me. So he left. And they put in a succession of people with predictable results. Alfonso Morales was one of them. They finally said, no, we're not going to do Alfonso Morales. Alfonso Morales sues. Tierman Spencer takes a dive and city attorney. Oh, yeah, he was an I-do process. Yeah, that's right. Well, why are we in court? Judge said, why are we in court? Restore him, you know, pay, rank. But you don't say, I'm going to force the city of Milwaukee to have so-and-so is mayor, so-and-so is police chief. That is a discretionary, important job, and they don't want Alfonso Morales, okay? They don't want Alfonso Morales. And now he's suing to be put back in. It's one thing to get your pay, one thing to get your pension, okay? It's quite another thing to say, we want you setting policy on use of deadly force. It's as simple as that. Now you know more than you want to know about Milwaukee policing, but that's an important issue that attention should be paid to that. Attention should be paid to that. One piece of very good news. Governor Evers signed a bill yesterday requiring instruction on the Holocaust at the high school and college level, one course each. Long overdue. Long overdue. It is an important and terrible accent in our history, in our world history. There's been a rise in anti-Semitic incidents over the last couple of years. The data I've seen, something like, 99 of them last year. Before that had been in the 20s. Those are imprecise figures, but it's gone up. It's gone up. And it comes from all sides. It doesn't just come from white supremacists. Some of it is from white supremacists. Some of it is from people from jihadist cultures. Some of it is from people who are just plain sick. It's about time that the people of the state, through their elected representatives, say, we're not putting up with this anymore. And I think a course, an educational course in high school and in college, lets students know the real facts. What happened, the horror of it, and it gives rise to instruction on other genocides. There are other genocides happening right now. One of the terrible ones back in the 90s was in Rwanda, where the Hutu murdered the Tutsis. And a lot of people never heard of either one of them. They're both from Africa, both fundamentally fine people, but racially, they're somewhat different, even though both from Africa. I think 800,000 Tutsi were bludgeoned or macheted or killed. There have been Holocausts elsewhere. Cambodia, remember that, Pol Pot back in the 70s, and a lot of others. But the Holocaust really stands out. It's the center of World War II. And I think it is long overdue that we have this. And I think that kids in high school and in college being introduced to this, they don't reflexively start to come up with a misguided thoughts on, well, you know, it wasn't so bad, or this, that, and the other thing. And frankly, it'll make people more sensitive and more adverse to anybody who defaces synagogues or who sprays anti-Semitic graffiti or any kind of racist graffiti. That would include anti-Asian graffiti. That would include any graffiti, any attacks on anyone for their immutable characteristics. What do I mean by that? Something they can't change. You can't change your race. You can't change your gender. You really can't change your sexual orientation, and you really can't change your culture, your religion. Yeah, you can convert, but that, come on, that's not right. So the point of the matter is that anything like that has to be, people have to be educated against it. And this is a very, very good thing that the governor signed a bill requiring instruction on the Holocaust at the high school and college level. We're coming to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.